This is from Jane Jacobs' great, The Death and Life of Great American Cities, and this is from a page about city life on Hudson Street in Lower Manhattan. Placing work and commerce near residences, but buffering it off in the tradition set by Garden City theory, is fully as matriarchal an arrangement as if the residences were miles away from work and from men. Men are not an abstraction. They are either around in person or they are not. Working places and commerce must be mingled right in with residences if men, like the men who work on or near Hudson Street, for example, are to be around city children in daily life. Men who are part of normal daily life, as opposed to men who put in an occasional playground appearance while they substitute for women or imitate the occupations of women. The opportunity, in modern life, it has become a privilege, of playing and growing up in a daily world composed of both men and women, is possible and usual for children who play on lively, diversified city sidewalks. I cannot understand why this arrangement should be discouraged by planning and by zoning. It ought instead to be abetted by examining the conditions that stimulate minglings and mixtures of work and commerce with residences, a subject taken up later in this book.